I'm 1 year away from being like an old man. Ugh, so bad. I'm holding on, man. Holding on to my 40s. Just holding on to it, Will.
One more year.
Holding on.
I thought you were 60.
No, I'm not.
There you go.
I was watching this documentary series on Netflix last night. I watched one episode and I had to stop watching it because I don't want it to ruin the life that I'm living or Leah. But it's all about what's the name of it? But it's about people that have near-death experiences where they're actually clinically dead, and they talk about their experience like while they're dead.
Is it on Netflix?
A lot of,
did you say?
Yeah.
Is it Defeating Death?
I don't know. It's something, but it's crazy the stories you hear from these people. They kind of correlate. A lot of them do, and then there's some that really can't be explained. It's crazy. Like this one lady, one of the craziest cases is from like 2005, where this lady had an aneurysm and they had to do this kind of surgery where they actually kill you. They have to stop your heart so your blood's not flowing, so they can shrink the aneurysm and before it blows up in your brain. So she was like clinically dead for like an hour while they're doing the surgery, and then they shock you back to life. It's the only way they can do it. And she said while she was out, she was sitting on a shelf above the doctors watching them perform surgery. And she said after she woke up from the surgery, she told all the doctors everything they were talking about, what kind of tools they were using on her head, everything. Like she said things to them that she could not have known. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. That's wild. That is
wild. So I was watching that and I was like, these people are talking about all going to this, like, they don't know if it's heaven or if it's another dimension, but there was like they had no concept of time, but they just knew that they felt comfortable and that they were like in a place they were supposed to be. And they just felt this unbelievable, like this sensation of like peace and just no pain and no worries. And I'm watching this and I looked at Leah and I go, well, there goes my diet. You know what I mean? Why am I going to diet anymore? Like, why am I trying to live longer on this crappy place if I'm getting ready to go to some, you know, utopia? You know, what am I doing? I might as well just baking it up.
Look, it's really super rare that you're even here. Like, you were the best of your dad's sperm, which is kind of depressing if you think about it in certain lights. But that you were the best. I think about that about myself, too. Like, you couldn't have done any better. This is all you got.
Those other sperm were the worst.
Stunk.
Ugh.
Yeah. My God. But so it's super rare that you're even here to begin with. So just live it out, you know? Enjoy yourself while you're here as much as you can. You got the time. You got eternity to be dead, but you only got a certain amount of time to be alive.
Damn right, man. That's my attitude. That's why I went to Donovan's and eat all that food tonight.
Yeah, enjoy. You know? I thought I had an aneurysm just before the show started. I had to put in some PSAs. I was crazy. I've been having like my ears clogged up. I think it's allergies or whatever. So I went to go hold my nose to pop my ear to clear it out. And I got super lightheaded. Felt like I was going to barf immediately. And I started to get the blacks, like tunnel vision.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I was just sitting there and I was going, oh boy. And you were telling me a story and you thought that you were offending me, but I was about to just pass out. Yeah, super weird. I still don't feel right.
I was talking about somebody and I said the word a-hole, the actual word, and you went, whoa. And I went, what, did you find Jesus over the weekend? What's wrong with you? That's weird. A lot of great b-holes over the weekend, though, that I do remember before I blacked out. And I will say this, Will, they all love you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But that's the first thing. First thing they said was, I love the show. Second thing, where's Will? And I was like, oh, he had something going on tonight. And they're like, oh, he's so awesome. It would have been great if he was here.
Yeah, I do need to get out to one of your shows.
Well, even if you hate my stand-up, just to see the listeners, they would go crazy.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah. Trust me, I wish I didn't have to watch my jokes, you know, but I have to be there physically.
Right.
It's just, ugh, garbage time. I wrote like such a good bit today. And then I like kind of ran the whole concept by Leah, and she's like, oh my God, it's really funny, but you'll be canceled. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. All right. Never mind. It was really good. It was really good.
What was the premise?
I don't even want to talk about it, you know?
Okay. Fair enough.
I'll say this, 3 years ago, closer. It would be a closer and I would get a standing O, but now we live in a world full of pussies and there's nothing you can do about it. So there we are.
You got to stand up and fight them. That's your job as a comedian.
I'm trying, dude. I'm trying. I don't know if it's in the prep. I didn't see it in the prep, but New York Post put out an article yesterday about the comedy clubs opening up in New York and what is going to be appropriate for comedians to joke about after the year lockdown. Will it be appropriate for them to talk about COVID deaths, talk about racial division, talk about it? And I was like, what the? And then they were interviewing Judy Gold, and she's old school, right?
This is the Post or the Times?
Maybe it was the Times. One of those.
It sounds like the Times, but I.
Yeah, I think it was.
The Post does have the Post hires kids right out of school, so yeah. The Post does have some SJWE.
A hard word when you just had a stroke.
It really is. Kids working for them because they pay them nothing, and so every once in a while, like, this is the Post. What is this? But yeah, you get it every once in a while.
When I saw the headline, though, I got super pissed off. But then I saw Judy Gold, but she was telling them. She was like, look. There's nothing off the table. It's up to you to talk about what you want to talk about. And if you're able to talk about controversial things and get away with it, and it's funny enough to where people accept it, and you know, then that's up to you. Who are you as a newspaper to tell, you know, to say what's appropriate and what's not appropriate? You know,
they control everything. They want power over that narrative. They want to be able to tell people what they can and can't do. It's shocking. There was a story today. You know who Glenn Greenwald is?
Yeah.
He used to write for The Intercept. He's a Bernie Sanders supporter, but he gets thrown into this alt-right category now because he's not in the in-group. So they were this USA Today woman that wrote for USA Today. She went after she was upset because some of the people who stormed the Capitol are raising money for their legal defense on GoFundMe. So they're not allowed to, just because they don't like, you know, those people, they're not allowed to have legal defense. Well, that's not how the justice system works. They can raise, a lot of other people raise money on there. They're raising money. People are donating, and it's going to a legal defense fund. I'm sorry you don't like those people, but they're still entitled to a defense attorney, for God's sakes.
They have the same rights as everybody else.
Right.
And, you know,
we have a system. Yeah, that's part of it, is having representation in court. So she's, you know, obviously she's putting this out there to try to get GoFundMe to suspend those campaigns.
Right.
And it's shocking. Whenever they get a little bit of pushback, they just cry harassment. So they're happy to throw mud over the fence. But when they get mud thrown back at them, then it's like you're harassing journalists now, when it's just critique and criticism. But they want that sort of power. And they used to have it when it was just a couple newspapers and corporate outlets, cable outlets. They kind of had control of the narrative there. And now they're losing it because of social media, and they're freaking out, and they're doubling and tripling down on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw there's this lady on TikTok who, she called out a lady for not wearing a mask, and to the point where she put this lady's address, her phone number, all of her information, the lady's family and everything else, all over TikTok posts. Well, like anti-maskers and stuff went after her and started posting her stuff everywhere. And so she got on and started crying, like, I'm being hassled by the far right and all that. And I loved it, right? Because this lady came on who's also like a liberal, but she was like kind of a moderate kind of liberal, like not a crazy person. She goes, hey, you did the same thing to her.
Yeah, they don't.
That they're doing to you.
They feel like, but we're right and they're wrong. So we're entitled. The discussion is over. There is no debate. We're right. They're wrong. We're calling out wrong think. And they can't do it to us because we're right. It doesn't make sense.
It was crazy though. Like she was, like they literally did the same thing to her that she did to the lady. And she was crying, like, they're just harassing me and trying to ruin me. And, like, you just did that to that lady.
Remember we were talking about the dude in Miami, the Joker dude, who was waving the flag and saying COVID's over?
Yeah.
Guess what? Yeah. He got doxxed by a Daily Beast reporter. They went and they found out who he was. They ran his name. They said he has marriage problems. I guess he's going through a divorce. Now, I'm sorry, that's just a guy. This is not speaking truth to power that journalism is supposed to be. This is just a lunatic on the street.
It's a crazy person. Yeah.
It's just a crazy person. So they went and attacked him. He has no power to fight back whatsoever. He's a nobody. And then they get mad when you call them enemy of the people. But That is literally enemy of the common people right there. He has no institutional
power. It's by definition.
Yeah. So stop right? doing that kind of crap, and we won't call you that. Same thing with the Boulder Police Department put out a tweet over the weekend saying, hey, press, stop contacting families of people who were murdered in Boulder
right.
by the shooter. Yeah. They don't want to talk. If they want to talk, they'll contact mm-hmm. you through a liaison. I don't can't believe we have to say this again, but they keep harassing the families on social media. I mean, these are
insane.
Scum of the earth. It's awful.
Yeah, man. And it's all about clicks for them. They don't care about anything else. They're soulless. Soulless. Leeches is what they are. All right, let's grab some phone lines. We'll end up having to do maybe one story and go to the top of the hour. We knew it was going to be kind of a weird Monday. Let's go to line one. Johnny B. Show, how are ya?
Johnny, it's David from Lakeland. How you been? Happy birthday.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Good, man. I appreciate it.
It's 29 today, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, absolutely.
I just turned the radio and just got off work, and I haven't talked to you guys in, like, so long, probably from my Lakeland Live days, so I had to call and say that.
Yeah, man. Tell that guy he steals me money. No, dude, thank you, man. Your kids are adorable, by the way.
Dude. Thank you. He actually kicked me out of my house. So.
Oh God. Oh no.
Yeah. So screw that guy.
That's okay. I'll end up going back over there, and I'll just take a piece of furniture with me next time I do a show.
No problem. Sorry about all that. But I just wanted to make sure you guys are still doing well. Sorry, y'all got the COVID. I luckily have not. Knock on wood.
It's good.
Go get that vaccine, Daddy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna get the vaccine. I've already signed up. About 2 months ago, I signed up when that thing came out.
That's what's up. Well, we got some good news about the vaccine we're going to do in our news that might make you a little happier about it. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And I don't want anybody freaking out right now and hopping on Twitter and be like, oh, there's Johnny pushing his agenda on people. Get it if you want to get it. If you don't want to get it, everybody suck it. I don't care. I personally,
I'll
as soon as I think
me.
I need... Yeah, dude, we have cell phones in our pockets. They know where we're at. Everything's fine. Everything's good.
Yeah, I mean, they can stick it. I mean, I would prefer them in the eye, prefer it in the arm. You know what I mean? Other than, but like, I'm cool with whatever. Give me the stick, man. I want to go back to normal life. I want things to be normal. I want to have concerts again. I want us all like to get close in the pit, you know, and like get sweaty and stuff.
Yeah, so absolutely, dude. I miss it.
I got dreams. I don't want – and see, being a cook, you know, it's like I got to be really careful with those beautiful babies. You know what I mean?
Amen. Amen, sir. Well, awesome hearing from you, David. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care.
See you
later, pal. There you go. Yeah, that guy's awesome, man. I haven't seen him in a long time. Let's go to line two real fast. Will, hello. You're on the Johnny B. Show. How can we help you?
Yes, you can help me by knowing that this is the Great White North calling to wish – JB, a happy birthday.
Hey, Big Bear, what's
Johnny,
up, Daddy? How are you? Oh, man.
Good, buddy.
Good. Good. Still alive, man. Still kicking.
Dude, I called, I talked to, the manager was busy, and I talked to Taylor, the hostess at Donovan's, and they don't take credit cards over the phone anymore. I tried to send you and Leah a drink. And
oh, man. That's so sweet.
I tried, buddy. I wanted to surprise you, and she said they were super busy. I guess they had some other party in there, something going on.
I don't know.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, I tried, buddy. So I had to call and just wish my buddy a happy birthday and tell you I missed the hell out of you, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, no problem. Leah paid the tab.
Mafia.
I didn't have to pay.
Well,
Bill's Mafia, baby.
You're a lucky man, buddy. You got lucky. Bill's Mafia is thinking about you up here, buddy, and just wanted to call and tell you I miss you, man.
Thanks, man. Love you, bud. Thank you so much, man.
Gonna leave you with this, Johnny.
Oh.
The Bills make me wanna get your
Happy
birthday, brother.
Yeah. Later, man.
Everybody go.
Love you. Yeah. All right.
Baby.
Yeah. Woo.
There he goes.
There you go.
Still,
there's Big Bear.
It's never the off season for the Bills.
Not for the Bucks either. But yeah, that's the godfather of the Bills Mafia right there. A very excited man. I'm so glad Gronkowski didn't go there, though. Like, you know that they really were going after him. So that would have been something. All right. We got one more call. Two more calls.
We got four on the line right now, but we got about, we got to go to break. Maybe we could take one and then go to break.
All right, let's go. Johnny B Show, how can I help you?
Yeah, no, give me one after the break, brother.
All right, bye. Who was that, Cherokee?
Yeah, it's Cherokee. Dictate.
We're doing news, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to one more. Let's go to one more. This is fun. Johnny B Show, how can I help you?
Hi.
Big oh, Trent. My God, it's Trent. What's up, Daddy?
Hi. Happy birthday, Dad.
Hey, thanks, son. What a sweet boy. Look, at least my adopted son got a hold of me on my birthday. Better than my real one. I know. Kind of sucks,
sorry.
Huh? That's okay. I love you more there, Trent. Stupid Zane. He's cut out. Idiot. His birthday's in two weeks. Guess what he's getting.
When's my birthday?
Yeah.
November. End of November 25th.
All right. I'll make sure to call if it's on there.
Thank you.
I'm making you a card, Johnny.
Aw, really? Like with Kool-Aid, macaroni and stuff?
Well, I'm making macaroni art for you, and I found a cool birthday card that speaks when you open it.
Aw, you're so sweet. You don't have to do that, buddy. Just talking to you is like enough for me.
So, today in driver's ed class, I did a decent job. I almost crashed the car, but it didn't crash.
No? Okay, well, look, if you do crash the car, I want you to do it really good, though. You know, not in a little ding. I mean, I want you to really tear the front end up.
Okay.
Have your seatbelt on.
I will. I'll make sure I have my seatbelt on.
And don't pee in the car. They won't let you drive anymore.
I'm pretty sure that's the least of their problems.
You're right. All right, well, how's your fat ass mama doing?
Becomes fat. I'm pretty sure she made a new type of diabetes today.
She made a new diabetes?
Yep. Probably type 10, if I'm not if I'm sure about it.
How'd she do that?
Look, she has her own gravitational pull now. So.
Oh, God, he's roasting his mama. Damn. Oh, my God, it's
get
so
her,
funny.
Trent.
Hell, yeah. So she's so fat, smaller moms are orbiting around her?
Like moons.
I would say smaller, big moms. She's gotten so big, it's like she put, like the old joke goes, your mom's so fat, when she puts on that yellow raincoat, people yell taxi.
They're going to have to hang up on you now. All right, Trent. Well, we got to go to break, buddy. Love you, pal.
See you, Trent.
Bye, bud. Happy birthday again.
Thanks. Bye.
I'm a little concerned that he's behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Nah, man.